Okay. Welcome, everybody. It's with great, great pleasure that my dear friend, Carol Harris-Pike, who is a little bit of everything for Newfield, including coach coordinator and trainer and many other things. She's got a lovely manner about works with me, serves with me on the board of ACTO, which is the Association of Coach Training Organizations. And Carol has written a book on somatics, which is a lovely book, and I'll let you tell people about that near the end. And I am hoping that everybody will be very present with this, and I think you're going to enjoy what Carol has to tell us. So, Carol, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm honored to be here. Welcome, everyone. This is my passion. Of course, we're all passionate about coaching, but I'm particularly passionate about what somatics has brought to my coaching and maybe with yours. So I'm going to share my screen here. One second. The visual learners, there will be some slides. So here's what we're doing today. You will take away 3, maybe 4 somatic practices for you and your clients so they can get deeper and faster results. One of the reasons I am so passionate about somatics in coaching is that it does support people in something that really transforms whatever part of them is holding them back from being a leader in some domain of their life, is how I speak of it. And so I'm going to share a few things with you that will support your being aware of your body when you're coaching, as well as your clients using that to do some transformation of whatever. I'm going to share just a little bit about some body-brain science, because that's an interest of mine. And if you want to know more, I will tell you at the end how you can get the whole, 6-page paper where I did a synopsis of some of the latest scientific premises behind it. But I'm going to share just 4 key examples so you have a little more confidence. I am an educator in my first career for a long, long time, a teacher 10 years, a principal 10 years, administrator over schools for 10 years. And I wanted to know why we're doing whatever we're doing in education. And I want to know why, what's behind it that helps me feel confident in offering it to my clients, that it's not just something I grabbed out of the air and made up, although those things can work too and do, but I'm a why girl. So that's what we're looking at. And then I'm going to share some ways to support your clients with understanding this. Of course, we're not teaching the science to our clients, but in understanding how it works. So some ways of using somatics in your coaching in a simple way or in a much more evolved way as you evolve in using it. I'm sure there's some of you who already do some of these things, and I want you to speak up and share about that. There is a connection totally that can't be disconnected of our body, emotions, and the language, what we think, what we write, what we say. They're all connected and can't be disconnected. And so if we work with all 3 together, a person can truly hold on to something new rather than just some connections up here in the brain, but they can hold on to it throughout their body. It's longer lasting and it happens more quickly. And then lastly, I will at the end share some resources of where you can go to get more, like the longer paper on the science, if you're interested in that. And I know some people are not, so don't go there. Might be interested in my book, so you'll see what that is at the end as well. So I have a coaching story. Do you like coaching stories? I do. And of course, we'll keep everything confidential about the client. And here's the story. The client calls the coach. The coach says, "How are you today?" Client says, and she usually says, "Great, I'm great." She didn't finish it. She said, "No, I'm not. I woke up at 3 a.m. and I could not go back to sleep. And the coach says, tell me more. And the client says, you know my story. You know I just got engaged to be married. I have announced to my school district that I am leaving and becoming a full-time coach. And I put my house that I bought with my own money up for sale. And I could, what if this wonderful man I'm going to marry dies tomorrow? And I've given up my job. It's already being advertised and declared I'm leaving. My house is up for sale. And what if this coaching thing doesn't even work out? I'm scared to death. I could not go back to sleep. The coach said, can you just stop your story for a minute? Can you lean back? Can you take some deep breaths? And I did. For about a minute, he let there be silence. Whoops, I just spilled the beans, didn't I? Oh, that was me. I'm the client. Okay, it's not confidential anymore. Anyway, it was me. And he then said, tell me the story now. What were those fears that came at 3 a.m. that kept you awake the rest of the night? And I said, well, I've just got some things coming up, like what ifs, that, yeah, it's going to be okay. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. And he said, wow, what just happened for you? And I said, I don't know, but I'm seeing it all differently. I'm not so afraid anymore. And then I said, I was just beginning coach training at Newfield, which teaches a lot of somatics to the coaches, but I hadn't really experienced this yet. And I said, does this happen for everyone? They can have all these fears, and then they can change the way they're holding their body, change their breath pattern, and realize something different. And he said, if they'll go there, if they want to, yes. And I said, well, I'm all in. I'm going to be this kind of coach. And here I am today. And the rest of it's history. And I am thrilled at this time in my life to be coaching and to be mentoring and to be training and working with people around the world like you to help understand all of this. So I moved from being in the tunnels, kind of seeing the light, but being afraid I couldn't get through there, all the way to joy, to this. And I am full of joy today around this. So here are those four basic premises about the science behind somatics. And so just real quickly, we'll run through them. And again, you can find out more if you want. But one of them is that the body is a collective consciousness of a community of cells. And in fact, those are words by Bruce Lipton. If you haven't heard of Bruce Lipton, he's on YouTube. He's written many books, many papers. He is a molecular biologist. And he has studied this, and his most famous book is Biology of Belief, Biology of Belief, if you want to get into that. And he was one of the forerunners of epigenetics, in that it's not just genes that control if we get cancer or something or not. It is if they open up to allowing the cancer or not. That's epigenetics. It can change all kinds of things. It's how we connect with people or not. And he says we're either in growth or protection. More things to learn from Bruce Lipton if you want. But he is saying that together, so that body-emotion connection and language connection is what he talks about, how it's all connected. And we need to pay attention to all of it. And where we see an incongruence, the voice of the person doesn't fit the way they're holding their body. They say, I'm really excited about this, but they look and sound like this. Ah, that's a place to coach. That's a place to go, is the way I interpret what he said. The body is also an energy being connected to everything. Candace Pert, who discovered the first molecule of emotion within our bodies, She passed a couple of years ago, but she did discover that, and now we know, scientists know, all the molecules of different emotions that cause different things and how drugs react and all of that kind of thing. But she has a quote I just love, and I do share with my clients and people I mentor, and that is that we are more like a flickering flame than a hunk of meat. So let me say that again. We're more like a flickering flame than a hunk of meat, which means we have choice, which means we can change, which means we're changing every minute. And we can change on purpose, and we can help our clients change by just leaning back and relaxing, like my story or something else, whatever, whatever they want, become more confident, more resolute to get something done if we're all not focused and all over the place, whatever. It's the energy that we are, and many scientists say that we are energy, that we are chemical energy and electrical energy from our hearts, and that all of our body processes work that way, and that that is how we connect, and that is why, as Homo sapiens, we want to connect with others. We are social beings. We are in groups. We do want to have conversations, particularly like coaching conversations, at least we would all agree with that. And so, emotions are the key to how we function. Notice that the word motion is in the word emotions or emoting. They give us action. They come before we take action. And they include the stories that influence us. Why one child cries seeing a clown and one child laughs with glee seeing a clown. There's a story in there. Something was learned. And if we learned it, we can unlearn it and learn something different if it's not serving us. So very important. There is a person that you may have read or seen on YouTube or somewhere, Jill Bolte Taylor, who was a brain anatomist, and she had a stroke, so a blood clot on the left side of her brain. And during that time that she was in the hospital and they were doing things to dissolve the brain clot, she lost all language. She couldn't understand words. She couldn't read, of course, and she couldn't speak them. She says we are responsible for the energy we bring to others and the emotions that we bring. She also says we are feeling creatures that think versus thinking creatures that feel, that have emotions and or sensations in our body. That's what we're going to pay attention to here. And then Marty said it, but that we are physical, emotional, and linguistic beings, and they're all tied together. And within milliseconds, the first thing when you hear, see something, react to something in any way is a sensation in your body, but we don't often pay attention to it until we learn to observe that necessarily. Some of you may, of course, do that. And then almost immediately the emotion comes. But we have to be careful. The emotions go up to our brain and we can name them and put language to them, but they're going to be intermeshed with stories. And the stories may serve and be true for us. The stories may not be true. There's something we learned that maybe it's time to let go of. That's what we're going to play with. And then here's a quote from Deepak Chopra. Your body is a process, not a thing. Happen to like Candace Pert's expression better, but Deepak's is pretty good too. It's a process. It's constantly changing. Different things happen. So just to go slightly deeper, not much, there are two groups of senses. The ones you know are called exteroception, the ones we all know and learn. And they're the five senses that we know about, the sight and smell and hearing and taste and touch. And they're outside of us. So if we look at the Grand Canyon in Arizona, that's where that picture is from, we can, if we were there, we could do more than see it. We could hear the water flowing. We could taste the water if we wanted. We could touch the sides of the cliffs. We could do all those things to experience it. Very important to have those. Those senses come to us first, to our brains first. So we recognize them. That's for our safety. So if we reach the rapids in the Grand Canyon, of which there are many, we know to be on the watch and maybe have a good guide with our raft or know how to navigate our way through. There is another set of senses, interoception. And these are not the only two, only groups. There's a third one, but enough for today. Interoception is inside of us. So pretend this eyes and glasses is what represents your cells, your consciousness, your way of being in coaching or outside of coaching. The other way to look at it is known self. So what do we know when we look at those glass things? There's pitchers and vases and different things, a cup, sugar bowl there. It's what we know. And so we see them, we make connections in our brain, or if we can't see, we can touch them and make connections in our brain to name them. Oh, that red one in the middle is a vase. That's the known self. What do we know? What do we not know? Do we have a word for it or not? We're learning another language. Here's the my language word. What's yours? And we can learn it that way. Well, that's analyzing from the brain or analysis from the brain. And then think of the surfer. He is surfing on his surfboard there. And the wave is up behind him, and he isn't looking at it. If he turned his head to look all the way around, he might fall off the board. But he senses, he feels the wave. He knows what's happening as he goes up or goes forward with the water, whatever's happening. That's the felt self. The being, so the body, reveals to the mind the true identity of the whole self. The true identity is all that you can be, the whole self. If we just stay up here, we're just getting our stories and what we already know. If we go down and include the rest of us, which means the emotions as they are triggered from some event and the sensations that are in our body, we have more information. And if we take a pause, we can make another choice. So it's that thing of reacting or responding, that taking the second moment, the second breath, all different ways of speaking of that. So here's a poem from Thomas Merton, who lived long ago. When I'm not present to myself, then I am only aware of that half of me, that mode of my being, which turns outward to created things. And then it's possible for me to lose myself among them. Just let you read that one more time. Ever get lost in a story or hear one of your students get lost in a story in a coaching session? That's what happens if we're only aware of half of ourselves or half within the client. So, let's do some practices. So first, I want to show you a core energy technique, which is actually a Qigong technique, and that's one of my practices, Tai Chi and Qigong. And this is a practice that you can use to become aware of the whole of you, not just the half. So some of my students, when we first start working and that I'm mentoring, I say, what do you do to prepare for your session? And they say, I look at my notes from last time. Great, if that supports you. What do you do for yourself? Well, here is one practice that I used, and people use different practices. So if you will, This is a way of waking up inside of yourself to be more aware within the coaching session. So to use somatics for you, the coach. So inhale into all the spaces in your body. You might want to close your eyes, you might not. Inhale into all the spaces. Scientists tell us that there are more spaces within our body than there is matter. Another reason we're not a hunk of meat. There are spaces within cells, around cells, within organs, around the different organs and body systems. So inhale into those spaces and exhale out to connect to all of us. Do that one more time. Really go inside yourself. Turn off the world. And then my favorite step, smile into every cell with appreciation, gratitude, and trust. Smile into every cell, even the one with that new wrinkle or that pain in your knee. Smile into every single cell in your body and appreciate all that each cell does for you, and have gratitude for how they work together, and trust that many of the automatic systems will continue, and that when we're ill, they will heal us. And then ask, what's right for me in this moment? And walk away with, I am open, clear, spacious awareness. If we are aware, how much more can we serve is the question. So here's one more that I call focus times two. So I would like you first to go inside yourself. You've just been there. Focus on a sensation. Find something that you feel more than other things inside yourself. Check it out. Maybe move your spine a little if you're not sure where to go. My lower back. I'm going to focus there. Because as I move, I realize it wants to move and something's going on. So I'm going to really focus hard there. I'm going to notice, I am noticing, is there any movement there? Does it change? Is there pressure? Or so is it constricting or expanding? Is it hot or cold or somewhere in between? Does it get harder if I move a little? Oh, mine does if I do that. That's what I may need to do, but it gets less if I do that. Really focus. See if you can see something you didn't know about that sensation you have maybe often in your body. Wonder what it's telling you. Let the sensation go up to your brain. And let's see if the brain says it's time to get up from the computer. But don't right now. Just stay here. Now let that go. And look around your space. Find something to focus on outside of yourself. Focus on something. It could be alive, a pet, another person. It could be an inanimate object. Focus on it intently. What do you notice you haven't noticed before? If you want to, get up and go to it. Go over to it and touch it or look at it more closely. Move a little bit and see how the light shifts on it. Really focus. If the sensation inside your body comes back, let it go. Go back out. You're focusing intently on what's in front of you. Now come back and go back inside yourself to the same place where you were focusing on a sensation. Go to the very same place. Is it the same? Has it shifted? Can you wiggle around a little bit and change the intensity, the temperature, make it move to somewhere else? Did it go away? Huh? See if you can discover something new about it that you didn't before. If it went away, where'd it go? Now, look back at whatever you focused on outside of your body and see if it changed. See if you could make it change by looking at it from a different angle. What happened? What is happening? Look at it intently. If you're going back inside your body, get out of there. Go back to the object. Look intently at it. Discover something new. There's always something new when we focus. And again, go over to it if you want. And let that go, but not for long. Now hold both. See how long you can hold knowing and being with the sensation in your body and with the object, the pet, the whatever outside your body. See if you can hold them both. At first, if you've never done this, you may go back and forth. Oh, over there, in me. Over there, in me. Then see if you can meld them and hold both. I learned this practice from Amanda Blake, who is a master somatic coach and really knows the brain science. And I can provide her reference. You can go to Embright, EMBRIGHT.com to learn more about her. At any rate, she taught me this and I started practicing it. And I offered it to students I mentor. And it really does help to not lose yourself and what's going on within you when you're coaching, and also not to lose the client. Coaching presence is about both. Are we present as the coach? Are we present with the client? And is the client beginning to be present to more than just what's going on in their head? So, for the client, I'm going to stop the share. I can get the computer here. And let's look at you. And is there someone who has a simple focus that they would like to bring that we could do a little mini coaching? And I can take you through a somatic practice for a client. Is there someone who would volunteer? Has something, maybe a decision you need to make? Something like that? Anyone willing to volunteer? Be our coachee?
Well, don't forget to unmute if you are volunteering.
Philip, did I see you raise your hand? No? Just wait.
Hi. There we go. Ira. Hi, Ira. I've unmuted you, Ira. Ira, Carol, Ira. She's one of my students.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
I'm not seeing you. Where are you? Wave your hand so I can find you on the screen. There you are. Okay. It doesn't say that name. It says another name. Okay. All right. Welcome. So tell me a very short story. What's going on for you?
I am at a crossroads.
Okay.
I am trying to make a career shift.
Uh-huh.
One of those choices is entering into the exciting and absolutely limitless possibilities of leadership coaching. And I say that because who knows how many other people, including myself, will take off as a result of this training. So that's amazing. And also at the same time, I'm trying to decide what I will do with my career alongside to allow this leadership coaching to really soar and give it my all.
Okay. So I'm hearing that you're excited about the leadership coaching.
Yeah.
And you're, to help me here, you're unsure about the current career, whether to do them both or have one more than the other? Am I getting it?
I'm not sure where to take the second half outside coaching, how to structure that, what discipline to stay within. I have training in healthcare administration, but a lot of those career paths are very demanding. And leadership coaches requires a lot of spirit, emotion, as you've mentioned today. And so it cannot be, the second career can't be something that's all encompassing.
Okay. All right. So I'm hearing, is balance a word? How to balance them?
Yes.
Got it, I think. We'll see. So would you be willing to explore within your body and see what wisdom it has for you?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You can stop anytime. I'm not sure what this is. You're not going to have to dance wild and crazy, okay? I promise.
Okay.
I say that as a shock statement to new clients just to see. And I had someone, how many know Gabrielle Roth and the Five Rhythms? Okay, let's see, at least one, two hands. The person said, oh, I'm a Gabrielle Roth trained person. I would love to dance wild and crazy. Everyone else goes, no, not really. And I go, it's just that we're going to go into the body. You don't have to dance.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. Bad coach for going off track, but wanted to share that. So,
that's all right.
Let's pretend it's 6 months from today.
Okay.
Can you go there? Move your body to where you can go there. Okay. Is this your office that you're in? Are you in your office?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
6 months from now, you're in the office space. Oh, can you be there? I don't know where you live, but it's a beautiful sunny spring day. Or winter day. Where are you?
Beautiful. Okay. I have a window in this new space.
Okay. So you're in a beautiful place. It's a beautiful day. And you are holding on to your health career.
Yes.
And so on your computer, you see a calendar and you have different projects and people and whatever to do there. And along with it, you see some of the coaching. Can you be there?
Yes.
Got both going pretty strongly both ways. So take a deep breath and let it out. And now you may use your hands if you want, if that would serve, but we're going to do a body scan.
Okay.
And we'll keep reminding you it's 6 months from now and you're keeping both going just about the same. So go right above the top of your head. You can put your hand there or not. Sometimes that helps. What do you feel there? A sensation.
Energy, excitement.
You feel excitement? Okay. Any movement in the excitement?
Connection to others.
Okay. Any
regularly?
Excuse me? I say again.
Regular connection to others.
Okay.
All getting right. Energy from and offering energy to. I don't feel anything physical.
Okay.
Other than my head and the hair on my head.
I would call energy physical. We just can't see it. But
okay.
You can decide how to perceive that. So you said some emotions there with the sensations. I heard excitement. What else did I hear?
Energy. Action.
Yes, that implied emotion. Yeah.
Okay. Throat.
Go to your throat. Just, and if you stay, rather than just touching it or, you know, don't want to choke yourself, but anyway, a little bit away, you can feel the energy in there perhaps. What is your throat? What is it saying? It's 6 months from now, you're doing both your current career and leadership coaching's coming along. What do you feel in your throat?
Ease.
Okay, that's more of an emotion. What's the sensation with ease? How's your throat feel to you? Is it moving? Is it open, close, somewhere in between? Temperature?
Open.
It's open. Which would allow what?
Breathing.
Yes, for sure. Anything else?
I feel my shoulders are calling me rather than my throat, even though I'm trying to stay focused on my throat.
Go there. What are your shoulders telling you?
Shoulders are feeling less tense.
Ah, okay. All right, beautiful. And that's wonderful. Thank you for going where your body called you. And not because you're not playing my game, you're doing this for you. Move down to your heart. See if your heart has something to say. Sensations, emotions. It's 6 months from now. You're doing both.
It's looser.
Okay. What else?
Fluid.
Okay. You didn't stop the flow. That's good. I'm glad. What emotions are coming?
Happiness.
Okay. Anything else?
If the same words keep coming along the lines of just ease, release.
Okay. That's beautiful. Your body is a collective consciousness of a community of cells, so they do speak to each other. Go to your center, your Dantian, your Hara, your gut, whatever you want to call it. Put your hands there.
Okay.
It's 6 months from now. You're doing both. You're looking at your calendar. It's pretty balanced between the two. What comes there?
Very good.
Good.
No activity. There normally is. Active.
Active. Okay. All right. And your emotion that comes with being active there is good. Right? Okay. That's what we're saying. All right. Drop down to your feet. Make sure both feet are on the floor.
Okay.
What do your feet want to do? Do they want to do anything? 6 months from now, balanced.
They want to dance and celebrate.
They want to dance. Woohoo. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. What kind of dance do they want to do?
Tango would be nice.
Woohoo. I think you can tango on your own. Go for it. Okay. Shake that off.
Okay.
I would be, if we were going into a longer coaching session, I'd be writing down some of your sensations and emotions. Now, you shake that off, and we're going back to 6 months from now. And you choose. You are doing the leadership coaching, or you're not, or you're doing less of. Which one do you want to do? Which one do you want information around?
The leadership coaching.
Okay, but doing totally that, letting the other go?
No, what? Alongside.
Okay. Well, the other was balanced, so now we want it to be something different. Is it going to be more leadership coaching than the health? Less? What do you want to do?
Let's go to the other side then.
Okay. Right. You're not, which
so is... Let me clarify. I was imagining doing something creative at work,
okay,
and then coaching alongside that.
Okay.
And so now, as we're going into a new space, you're saying the leadership coaching space or the workspace?
Okay. So, or, yeah. Okay. All right. So you're making the choice if it's going to be one or the other is what I'm hearing.
No, I think they would both coexist.
Both coexist. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So you're there.
Okay.
Go back to the top of your head.
Okay.
See if the sensations are different 6 months from now in a creative place, as you said. Does it feel any different?
At peace.
At peace, okay.
Not as many things, but deeper things.
Mm-hmm.
The brain.
Mm-hmm.
Not being pulled in multiple directions, but focused.
Okay.
On the relationships in both areas.
Mm-hmm. Any other emotions that come up there?
I think that's
okay. Okay. Move to your throat.
Okay.
6 months from now, deeper, less. What comes up in your throat?
Feels like there's nothing there. I don't really feel my throat.
Okay. And that is something to take note of. It's not a, I can't feel my throat. It's a, that has a message for you.
Yeah.
What emotion comes up when you can't feel it?
Serenity.
Okay.
Balance. Or a good integration of the two, I should say. Balance is kind of like this thing that keeps disappearing.
Yeah.
Other than the moment that you have it.
Uh-huh.
The integration of the two where they coexist.
Yeah. Move to your heart.
Okay.
What wisdom does your heart have for you 6 months from now? In a deeper, more focused way of being with your work?
Pumping in rhythm with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than incongruent to where I am.
Okay. What emotion comes up for you with that?
Fluidly connected with the other systems.
Mm-hmm.
Not being noticed as much.
What emotion comes up around that for you?
Love, attention.
Move down to your gut. Your Dantian, your Hara, whatever you call it. What wisdom does that have 6 months from now in a deeper, more focused career?
Light.
What emotion comes with light?
same words keep coming. Connection, fluidity, interwoven with others, an energy, an emotion, in body language.
Check out your feet. What do your feet want to do?
This time the feet are really calm.
Huh. Okay.
Centered. Fine with standing still.
Just do a quick scan back up your body. Notice anything else for 6 months from now in this focused, deeper career?
My back feels more upright.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Kara. What did you, in a longer coaching session, we would go more into what does all this mean, but just overall, because of our shortened time here, what does this say to you?
It tells me that seems like my current space is a lot of tightness, because a lot of the words I was using were like release, an absence of pain, or like more fluid feeling from a physical standpoint, but also emotionally less pulled and more in concert. The two things I'm doing career-wise, but also a greater sense of fulfillment through energy, through compassion, through connection, through building relationships with others and serving others.
Wow. So what do you want to do with this?
Exercise more, what's the word, patience with the job search. I've been applying to positions 1 to 2 a day for about a month now. And I've been thinking about it, but some of the things that are happening today are affirming that I need to be more selective in which positions I apply for rather than to move away, more focused on what that next choice is. And exercise more caution in the level of commitment that next position requires.
What will support you in doing those, not really steps, but those, staying aware of those things? What will support you?
Keeping this in my conscious awareness, maybe weaving it into the affirmation, morning affirmations, so that it stays conscious in my mind. And train myself to walk that path and think that path, that action will follow. I think I'm halfway there. So it's very supportive of taking the direction.
Yeah.
And maybe not also being more patient in my current situation to allow this process to really be successful.
Hmm. May I push just a little?
Yeah.
Another question? And that is, you talked about an affirmation in the morning and being aware of this. What might you do somatically that would support all of this?
Meditate during the day.
Okay.
At one point, I used to meditate during the day, and it definitely yielded a different set of emotions, a different set of actions. I just would notice that I would react in a certain situation different than I would have before. So it wasn't necessarily as conscious, more more engaged with the somatic self. Mm-hmm. But it takes training.
React to this statement. Here's what came to me. Allow mm-hmm. the wisdom of your body to speak to you.
Yes. That, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm actually going to write that down.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I am, of course, teaching here as well, but it is what can happen. Some people, so thank you. It's Ira, right? Ira?
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you very much, Ira. That was beautiful.
Yep.
Some people choose to do this more. They don't make a decision. They may come up with some things like this, or they don't come up with anything. They just see, well, this way I felt these things. This way I felt that. I need time. I need space. And so they say, I'm going to do a body scan every day, 3 days a week, whatever. I'm going to do it again and see if I get the same information. And I'm going to allow it to give me information. I'm not going to force it. Oh, I'm thinking about this in 6 months. So I'm not doing it as a rote thing. I'm allowing it. And it's amazing what happens. I have all kinds of stories where a person had accepted a job. She came to me and she said, I just don't feel right about it, but I accepted a job. It's good money and I know how to do it. And in the coaching, I said, what do you really want to do? And she said, well, I want to pursue a health career. She wanted to be a naturopathic doctor. And so, but she said, but you know, it's going to cost a lot and I'll have loans and then I don't know if I'll get accepted and da, 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 da. And so we did a body scan with the job she'd taken and with this, with what her dreams were. And it didn't help her make a decision, but it had her think of many more things. And she went back to the person who'd offered the job and had a conversation. That's how she left. I'm going to have a conversation. Can I still do what I want to do while I do this or whatever? She ended up quitting that, walked out on the street from the building where she had the conversation, met a person who said, oh, I just gave up my job. You'd be perfect for it. And it's the beginnings of being in a health career. This June, she's graduating from the naturopathic school because she did that.
Wow.
So beautiful. You never know. And I've had some people, we go to here, nothing. We go to here, nothing. We get to here, nothing. I say, you want to just stop? This doesn't seem to be helping. And we stop because it doesn't. The person that time, that day, in that moment, would not allow the body to speak to them. The body will always speak, and in what I know, but it wouldn't. That person just wasn't allowing it. So that's okay. Not in front of me, and we did something else. Went somewhere else.
I do have to admit, it was like I had an easier time with it closing my eyes and really getting centered, mm-hmm. because it's not something I have ever done before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it isn't necessarily the first thing I would do somatically with someone unless they really were open, you know, whatever. There's other things of just put your hand on your heart. Bruce Lipton says, put your hand on your heart will speak to you. It is your emotional center. It is the place that will speak. And do you know we have more dendrites that speak to the brain than the brain sending messages to the heart? You don't know that? I threw that out. I just love that. And the gut, too. Both of them are their own brains. And I'm seeing some head nods. Yes. So I see our time. Thank you again, Ira.
Thank you.
You're volunteering.
So Carol, may I ask a quick question?
Absolutely.
When you were setting this up, and this is so I can practice this with my own clients because I love that. Uh-huh. So it's when people have one or two or two or more things that they're trying to choose, and it's a way of taking them to the future. I've chosen way one. And what does that feel like? What does my body tell me about it? Okay, now let that go. Go to the future. Now I've chosen way two. What does my body tell me about that?
Yes.
Cool.
That's one way of using it. There are as many ways as there are people in this room and many more.
Lovely.
You can use it around, so what emotion do I need to go make that presentation or to ask for a raise or to whatever, whatever. And they do a body scan around the emotion to find out what that serves. And there's many other ways. I have used it most for this in helping make a decision. And it's mainly just to get information. Because what Era said was gives her information of how she wants to be as she moves ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Not and allow what is ahead. I mean, isn't that wonderful? Rather that it's got to be this way. And we're in this little box. Woohoo! So I'm just quickly going to share my screen with some resources so that you know where else you can go. There's so much more. We just barely touched things. Yes, Kathy mentioned I have a book. It's available on Amazon, Five Life Energies in my name, and you'll find that. It's about, in general, the different ways you can shift your body to call up certain emotions. Because in this body, we're open to some emotions where, like, we could allow. In this body, I've got to get it done, and I know the way, and I'm going to go do it, allows different emotions that help me get focused and move ahead, which certainly can serve. And so there's five different ways of that. If you choose to look at that, you'll find your own way. I don't tell clients, here's what's allowed there. In the book, it gives ideas, but it is everybody's unique. And we can't go totally into one type of energy. We bring something along with us because that's how we are. We can get closer to that if that's what would serve. It's a choice. You can do that. I do write a monthly newsletter where I tell somatic stories, and you can sign up for that on the homepage of my website, chfcoach.com. And that's just my website again. If you want that paper on chfcoach.com, there is a freebie this month where you can get the paper and you can sign up. And you'll get a PDF of it if you want to know more of the science behind it. So much more. I offer a whole class in this, which you can find out about on my website too, but whatever. Lots of different things. But I really appreciate, Kathy, you inviting me and letting me share some of my passion.
Thank you so much, Carol, for sharing this with us. I know I've gotten some really great new activities I can't wait to try.
Have fun. Do it your way. Do it your way, not my way.
Right.